Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana.
And all three of us are back together with lots of updates. We have Britney Spears conservatorship update. And we want to talk about Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker, engagement rumors, Kravis.
I feel like before we start, we have to clear the air and say that Sammy was actually right about Scooter Braun, which is like kind of weird.
Oh my God.
She talked about on the show. We have to acknowledge Sammy was correct.
That shocked even me when I was.
It sent shockwaves through the country.
It sent shockwaves through this podcast.
Yeah, great job predicting that.
Thank you. I'll be sure to put more of my predictions on the record.
Can you, alleged. It was alleged.
Interesting.
Do you know, like, did they say why? Like, what was their?
They didn't say.
I think they said that they were getting separated because Sammy had, you know, predicted it and just didn't think the marriage was going anywhere. And so they were like, why bother?
Fuck it.
In their joint statement, I'm pretty sure that's.
I don't think they made a joint statement, but like, I'm sure they had some part in allowing the news to get out. I wonder why they allowed the news to get out, because there was something that was a little weird about it, because it was like they split, but they're not, but they're still trying to like work it out. But I think they were still maybe living together. So it's like, why did you announce that you split at all?
I think it's
like,
because you announced it.
No, I think it's probably because they're trying to get ahead of something. Like maybe there's like allegations or photos or I don't know. I just don't really get why you would announce it unless you are actually needed to.
Sammy, who's next on your chopping block?
I don't know. I have to check more Instagrams and get a vibe.
They're big, but they're not that big that like people give a shit, I think. So
Actually funny? I didn't think anyone gave a shit either. But then so many people messaged me about.
I mean, it's because you predicted it, though.
Yeah. What do you mean?
No, but
just because they messaged you doesn't mean the whole world.
Random people who did not listen to this podcast also messaged me, and they were like, "I think people were really into her because she's really pretty." And like,
so is everyone in Hollywood.
No. She's not a star, but I can't tell you the number. I've never had this reaction to like anybody before where everyone's just messaging me like, she's so pretty. Like it was, and okay. She is really that pretty. I really think she is that pretty. But,
okay, but the thing
I think
is
she's on
she's
par
not,
with any,
she's
any other.
No, I think she's more celebrity. Beautiful than so many people.
Okay, very arbitrary. But regardless,
subjective. I will say, if I could pick like a person to look like,
I thought it was Kate Middleton.
Her. Actually think Yael Cohen Braun is prettier than Kate Middleton.
Jan Levinson Gould.
Okay.
It's the same name.
I don't find her look to be that memorable, personally.
I have no idea what she looks like.
She's pretty, but she's in Hollywood. Like, everyone's pretty. I don't think she, like,
everyone
stands out from the crowd,
goes to the same fucking
personally.
Doctor. Let me look her up.
I don't
let
think she has plastic surgery. She doesn't look like a plastic surgery person.
Oh, well, that's are the you goal. Kidding me? I just looked her up. Sammy, she has had fillers, like...
I don't think so. She's natural.
Okay, well, Sammy, she's single.
She's single. Why don't you go after her? If you can't look like her, why don't you try to have sex with her?
Well, that is the next obvious step, obviously.
Well, okay, back to my original point is that I feel like no one actually gives a shit except for the people who DM'd you. And I just feel like maybe that's why they did it.
No, it's not even only DMs. Like, One of our friends messaging
never
me.
Never mind.
Like, okay, I've been
one
talking
of our friends
to,
is yeah. not the general public. Like, I just
I'm
feel
aware,
like
but she doesn't listen to this podcast either or have any idea that I thought they were going to split.
That's the point. That's what I'm, but I'm, what I'm saying is, like, even I, who listened to this podcast, didn't really care that much. It's not so shocking. It's like, okay, another Hollywood couple gets divorced. Who, you know, whatever. You know, whereas
you know, I think
if it
they
was
have
like,
a, I think there's a cult
huge.
Following.
Oh my
no,
God.
But I think okay, there is well, a there are people who are like invested in them.
I believe
I don't know why. I didn't
that
realize
are,
that.
I believe you that there are people who are invested in it, like there are people who are invested in any random kind of, they're not random, but any kind of couple. But he's not like a real celebrity. He's like an agent type of celebrity.
He's like a businessman. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I don't think
he's
people care
Gold,
about
like,
him. I don't think it's really about him. I think it's like her as tied to him. Like, I actually think they are a source of fascination for many people that like, it's
but
just
I
like
think
a
you
certain...
could tell based on the fact that there was the one day of announcement and then there was really nothing else after. So I feel like it was just, it wasn't, it's unnecessary for them to have this big story. I guess we'll see what happens.
Right. But like, I also think Scooter Braun really wants to be more famous. I also think he really wants to like be more famous. So like, that includes his divorce.
What's going to probably happen is that they announced it and he's going to announce he's dating someone like that who is really famous in the next month. That's my prediction.
Or it's
going to
come out that he really did have sex with Erica Jane.
But I'm and the plot thickens. Yeah. So anyway, should we talk about an actual famous couple? No offense. Kravis.
Oh.
Or, well, just like, what is Yael famous for besides being married to Scooter Braun?
Nothing.
And being
for
your
being
girl
pretty.
Crush.
For being pretty. No, it's. I'm telling you, I'm not
She's
the
not
only
famous
person.
For being pretty.
Yes, she is.
She's not on the cover of magazines. Models are famous for being pretty. She is
okay,
not famous for
She's
being pretty.
A person who is not a working model. I'm telling you. Everyone, like, the no, like, I've never actually had people DM me like about a random person being beautiful before. It was just a very random comment. You know,
I guess I don't know. Word got around that you're the president of the Yael
fan club.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the skills I've learned is how to manage my time. It's not always obvious. Sometimes we're spending time with people that don't make us feel good and we don't even realize, or we're doing activities that aren't actually bringing ourselves any joy, but we're just doing them because we've always done them. So therapy can really help you untangle all of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Let's talk about Britney.
Britney, yeah.
Okay.
Britney has a new lawyer.
Okay, what's the latest, Samantha?
She like tried to get a new lawyer and the judge said yes. And now she has her own lawyer. Like that.
But before that though, like her whole posse quit. Like,
yeah,
we
her whole team quit. Yeah, her whole team quit. The like her manager Larry Rudolph quit. Sam Ingham, who was her like court appointed lawyer since the beginning, he quit.
Before you go, what's her boyfriend's name? Sam what?
Sam Asghari. Do you know he was in Hacks?
They have such a similar name. Sam Ingham. Sam. What's
Asghari? Yes, there's like a random GH in the middle of the name.
Brittany's boyfriend?
No. Yeah, Sam Asghari. Okay, I also feel like, you know how all these like we've been saying how like he must be like fake dating her because like why would they let her real date anybody? And I think it's interesting because he's now like he's now posting like all this like free Britney stuff using the hashtag like posting in support of her. So it's like maybe their relationship like was real, but he was willing to just like play along with the conservatorship, but he actually does still want to be with her. Like post.
Maybe it's like that movie Never Been Kissed where the whole thing was a bet. But then he falls in love.
Well, right. Maybe it was like the whole thing was like a conservatorship boyfriend and then they fell in love.
Wait, never been kissed?
Never been kissed. Remember, Taylor Vaughn dumps Freddie Prinze Jr. and they're like, you could, and he's like, I could get anyone to be prom queen. And then he, and they're like, well, what about Lainey Boggs? Like that loser
that's
over there who was like painting on her overalls.
She's all that.
Oh yeah, right, you're right. That she's all that. You're right.
I was like, or Drew Barrymore.
I often get them confused. My bad. You're right.
Different plots. Never been kissed is like an older journalist. Goes back to high school. Yeah, where's the like, bet?
But they're both three great word movie titles and they like have the same vibe. I know what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's like 90s or two early 2000s like rom-com-ish.
She's all
like
that.
There's
it's
like
a
girl who's kind of lame.
Yeah. Where they right. It's like where the protagonist is a lame girl.
Sammy, I was thinking the other day about how much fun you would have going back to high school as like an undercover journalist.
Oh, totally.
Like, why?
You must film that.
What do you think I would do?
I just can see you like in that Drew Barrymore role of like, I'm going back to high school and like, I'm going to do all the things that the cool kids do. Like,
oh,
I'm going to
totally
like,
do that.
Like, I can see, I'm just, I saw like a visual montage of you preparing to go back and you like have long nails and you're like finding out what the kids are listening to. You have like an Olivia Rodrigo sweatshirt on.
Her getting like the cool bag or like
offering all the kids
but
pot.
But the plot twist isn't that she falls in love with them. It's just someone, not them, someone, a teacher. It's that she gets really into school and just actually just competes with the children to get into college.
Well, that's kind of what what's her name? Courtney Cox's David Arquette's role was, where he like is first pretending and then he's like, oh, I could go pro. It's like, no, you're 30.
No, you can't. I remember watching
that
movie.
That sounds kind of fun as you're talking about it.
Don't you remember watching that movie like at a young age and feeling like the people were like 50 years old, but really they were like 30, younger
I
than
thought,
us.
Like anyone over age 20 was automatically like 50 or 40.
Right. It was all a blur. Okay, back to Free Britney. So Sam, the boyfriend, is tweeting and he comments a lot on her pictures.
Yes. He comments. Put like a story up that's just like Free Britney. She used the hashtag in her Instagram too.
Yeah. That was a big development. She's never really done that.
Well,
Also, the reason the hearing was a big deal is not just that she got the lawyer that she wants, who's like a really legit lawyer. He's represented like Steven Spielberg. He's good, you know, probably.
Who do you think helped her find that person?
I don't know. Like,
she Googled him.
I don't know, but
there are tons of people who are like reaching out to Britney on their own for this because he has a lot of publicity are probably really want to be her lawyer. So I'm sure she got inquiries from a ton of people who were like,
but
I would love to take
like
this case.
Access to the inquiries because she's under the conservatorship.
She probably
like,
has
she doesn't
celebrities
control whether she can
reaching out to her.
But how
help her?
She's on Instagram.
She doesn't have a phone.
She has on Instagram.
Maybe
the boyfriend.
It might
be posting her Instagrams.
This woman named Cassie, who works for CrowdSurf, this company
social
media.
Posting Free Britney shit though.
No, I think she posts some. They let her post some, and then some of them are by the.
No, they check them. She submits them almost
You don't think she's a cell phone?
She doesn't have a cell phone. That was what the whole New Yorker article was about.
That she doesn't have a phone.
Sam Lutfi's sister once snuck her a phone at the Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills. Like, and she had to, and it got taken away from her. Like, she was not She wasn't able to contact anyone. Like, in the New Yorker article, she had in the past tried to contact a lawyer via like people helping her through Sam Lutfi. And that got like, the guy eventually said, apparently, like, Jamie clearly got to him. And, like, the guy just, like, dropped it. Like, so she's tried to get lawyers, but, like, it's really hard for her to contact anybody.
Mm. Why is everybody named Sam?
I know. I don't know. Three Sams in her life. Three Sams in her life.
And you.
Include yourself.
If you include me. Crusader for Free Britney.
And Yael's beauty. What do you think is the next?
We'll become best friends.
The next thing that's going to happen. So she officially hired a lawyer. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So now she has her like chosen representation. I think what's going to happen probably is that the lawyer's now going to have to like prove that she's Kate, like that she has capacity to not be under conservatorship. She doesn't want to get evaluated. I imagine he'll be the one to make sure that that happens. And she also said she wants to charge Jamie with conservatorship abuse. And press charges against him for like the entire, for everything he did. So that's probably also going to be something that the new lawyer will do.
I guess we're going to see how this all unfolds in the next, probably take a while, I would assume.
Ian told me he thinks it's, like our friend Ian told me he thinks, who is a lawyer for the audience, told me he thinks it's going to take 2 years. But I feel like now that she has the new lawyer, it might only take 6 months.
I feel like it would benefit them to just keep going on this momentum. Like, right? Like,
yeah.
It's so much. That's all people are talking about. And there's constantly something new. It would make a lot of sense if we're talking about like public pressure, which really shouldn't be in the courtroom, but still we know it exists.
Well, she said that she like wouldn't have even like been able to do this without her fans and the public pressure, which I get. Like once you're being like abused and gaslighted, she probably didn't like really understand like what was going on fully, and like that was conservatorship abuse. Because another thing that is sort of like a red flag is that Sam Ingham, who was like chummy with Jamie Spears, like Sam Ingham was playing both sides completely, and she says he never even told her that she could technically petition to end the conservatorship, which is something she is allowed to do through him. But he never told her that, so she never did it. And technically, that still has not even been filed. So my guess is that the next thing that will happen will be that the new lawyer will actually file that petition, because that's like you have to do that to get anywhere.
Right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
So what's going on?
I'm excited for her.
I'm excited to see what happens here.
I'm excited to see what happens. Because, like... I mean, I really want her to be free, but like it would be so funny. Like once she's free, then she just like it's just so becomes so anticlimactic. Like she gets her Instagram and then just starts posting like even like just I don't you know what I mean? Like
I think it might be anticlimactic because I feel like she's gonna want to take like 2 or 3 years off, go like heal some shit. I don't know where she'll want to go exactly, but you know, she'll want to like heal some shit. And then I feel like she'll come back in like 3 or 4 years with like a really amazing album or tour.
I thought she wants to retire.
No, I think she only wants to retire as like a way to shut off the money to the conservatorship. I don't think she really wants to like never perform again. I think she just doesn't want to be forced to work by her dad. And when it's going to
pay him,
when it's going to give him money.
That makes sense.
I think that was like her way of being like, OK, you can keep me under this conservatorship, but I'm not going to perform and you're going to run out of money.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, let's talk about Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, aka Kravis. So there's a rumor going on that over the weekend where everybody was at in Vegas, except us. She might have been there. That they got engaged this weekend. So really quickly, here's our very own Dylan Hafer on this morning's Pop Alarm. He's going to break it down for us really quick. We're going to play the clip to explain what the sitch is.
We all know Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker can't go a week without an over-the-top public display of affection. But rumors sparked yesterday that they took their relationship to the next level over the weekend with a Vegas engagement. So, is it true? I hate to be overly cynical, but on a scale of 1 to totally legit, I'd put this rumor at about a 3. There are two main pieces of Instagram evidence here. First, from hairstylist Glenn Oropesa, who posted several photos from the Vegas trip with the caption, "Now I understand why people tie the knot in Vegas. There's nothing like love and a good time." He originally included a ring emoji, which he later swapped for a black heart. The second piece of evidence came from Travis's daughter, Alabama, who reposted a pic of them in Vegas and wrote, "So happy for you guys." So, they definitely could be engaged, but it's a little bit of a stretch to treat these two posts like solid proof. Considering the frequency with which these two have licked each other in public, I feel like we'll know for sure when they decide to get engaged.
These are pretty solid clues when you look at them all together.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like they did it on
purpose.
They
like fucking with people.
Yeah, they enjoy this. They're happy that we're having this conversation. We're giving them what they want.
Why would Kourtney marry Travis but not Scott Disick?
Scott Disick hasn't given her everything that she wants. She made that very clear in the last season and in the reunion of the whole series, aka stop. I mean, he seems like he's sober, but he's not. And I think what it is the substance abuse, allegedly, that she talks about that he does not do. Like, they had a conversation on the show about, like, she says, "Can you stop, like, egging my family on to make them feel like we're going to be back together when the ball is in your court, not, no pun intended, in your court, not mine, about, like, I told you all the things I need you to do for us to even be a potential option," and he agrees that he hasn't done those things, and, I think that it's agreed that it's, like, drugs and...
Doesn't he have a girlfriend?
He was very unfaithful.
Amelia Hamlin.
Yeah, duh.
She's seeing a man named Scott Disick.
Right, and I'm saying, so, like, why are they... If they're both in relationships, isn't it weird for them to be, like, talking about, like, what it would take for them to get back together?
Well, it's just because they have their kids, and he, like... He's, like, part of their... Like, he's a Kardashian at this point, right? It's just... I don't know. I feel like he's sentimental about it, but then I think he, like, fucks things up.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like... I feel like she would want to be with him and he wants to be with her, but
he's not willing to change.
She actually has self-respect and he's not willing to change.
Self-respect?
It took her like a while to be like, "I will not put up with this shit from you."
Oh, she has self-respect.
Yes, she does.
Oh, I thought you said he.
Yeah, no.
Well, like, she seems really happy now, right? So
she seems really happy. That is like a honeymoon phase if I've ever seen one.
I agree. They are like posting each other like crazy.
They're like teen love right
now. It's like a lot.
Even Scott and Amelia aren't like that.
It's a lot.
And she actually is close to being teen.
That I feel like
gives no public...
Unless someone...
He posted one picture of her, of Amelia, and it was of her ass, her bare ass, in a thong, reaching for, like, quote-unquote, a book, you know? Like, it was like, that was the only thing he posted, whereas she's posted, Amelia, a picture of them on her birthday, and he was, like, holding her, like, almost a boob. It's very sexual, and it shows her immaturity a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
but his immaturity.
She's like 19,
and
right?
Hers. No, immaturity, not in a bad way. Like that she should be immature. She is very young.
Right.
Like, it's not a bad thing that she's immature. It just also shows that, like, the difference in the relationships.
Did we ever find out what happened between him and his ex, Sophia Richie?
They just broke up.
I don't know. I think they just broke up.
There's no story there?
Not that I'm aware of. There might be. But, like, the other thing is, like, COVID. Why is he dating these?
It was COVID. They broke up. I think in the beginning of the season, they talked about, I mean, this is what they said on the show. Obviously, it's not 100% real. But, reality, not real. He said, like, oh, you know, we started spending more time together because of COVID, I think. You know, and then
it was too much time. Out. Got it.
Okay, but like, what about the fact that Scott needs to date someone closer to his age?
I think Scott likes dating the younger people because he likes to cheat on them, so allegedly. So those people are not looking for as serious long-term like relationships, and they're less like, they're more like, oh, I'll see you like once every like once a month, and I'll fly out to wherever.
The stakes are low for her. Yeah,
they just want the fame,
but.
Yeah.
Too. Well, for them, the girls want like to be more famous by dating Scott Disick, which works for both of them, right. I think.
Right. Right. Totally.
And
Lisa Rinna's definitely happy about it.
Right. And for him, he gets like these, you know what I mean? He gets to date a very young, beautiful girl that he doesn't have to take seriously. Or doesn't ask much.
Because he's thinking like.
But so what about Courtney Kravis? So. First of all, their honeymoon phase is not just like it's not just teen like because of the way that they post. It's because she's literally going back to emo phase of like high school, which I can very much relate to. I used to crowd surf at Warped Tour. Like that was the best times of my life. And I could so relate. But also, I just want to say that I think like punk rock is coming back and I'm very excited for it. Same.
Is that considered punk rock?
I think that's what he's
from. Like emo rock. Yeah, it's coming back. Like
the guy in Blink
182. Machine Gun Kelly. Oh, yeah, he is. He's the drummer from Blink
182. I don't know. I'm saying I don't know.
The drummer makes the band. Let's be real. And Machine Gun Kelly is like mainstream these days. And there's like, and Miley Cyrus did like a collab with, I forget what the guy's name is. Excuse me, people who are listening yelling at me, but like that song is mad emo.
I feel like punk rock people like Blink 182 or like all American Rejects or like whatever they were, like they would write songs like making fun of people like Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Like Lifetimes of the Rich and the Famous.
Right. Like they're like, or like they made like a joke about how someone was acting like them. Like
but
I don't
think that said, Good Charlotte, the two brothers are with Nicole Richie and Cameron Diaz. So like
right.
It's, you know, it doesn't really.
Cameron Diaz is like a very talented actress.
Still, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Like, Lifestyles of the Rich. I fucking.
A little
love
different than like, I feel like Kim Kardashian is like dating someone to be famous. Sort of.
Wait, no, I have another piece of evidence that the music's coming back now that anyone gives a shit or neither of you are talking about it. Olivia Rodrigo's new song,
Good
For You, is mad punk rocky, very Paramore.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm so glad that also, I've heard they are like incepting it into my brain. It's on the radio every 5 seconds now that I drive in the suburbs.
Olivia Rodrigo?
That song is on every 30 minutes.
I really like that song.
Well, same.
It's a good song.
Oh my gosh. Every radio station only plays her. All the time. Literally.
All the time.
She met Joe Biden
it's
yesterday.
Like her, she owns the radio.
Like so cool.
She owns the world right now.
She's like.
But yeah, Alien, let me know if you want to go to the Blink 182 concert. We can.
They're not together right now, but I'm down.
We can crowd surf with your baby.
I would go.
Your baby can crowd surf.
I would go to a Machine Gun Kelly concert. Like, I shadily like him. His music is really good. But maybe like more the mainstream. I like pop punk rock. And like Mumford and Sons, also pop ish.
Maybe they'll do they'll do a collab.
You know, Winston from Mumford and Sons stepped out.
I don't know who that is.
He was like,
yeah, because he didn't want to like
he was canceled
share
in
his
the UK. No,
views.
Yeah, he was canceled basically in the UK, and
you didn't want to share his what?
He has like some political views. I don't remember what they are, but people, fans were getting really like mad. And so he said like, I don't want to like, he said, I want to step back because I don't want like my.
That's what he said. He tweeted some, he tweeted like in support of some book. It was like a very, it was a benign tweet, the tweet itself. But the book itself is very like conservative and, but like, of ideologies, and then people went after him. He was just it was a cancel, and that's what he's saying. He's like, I'm hurting the boys of the band if I like can't say speak my mind.
Yeah,
that's
he didn't he have said. To step back, but he did. But
I think I think it was a pressure of like their managers, whatever. So unrelated, but I also love Mumford and Sons. But should we talk about the engagement rumors?
Yeah,
like, do we think she's engaged?
I do think she's engaged.
I do not think she's engaged.
I feel like, why not?
Because I just think, like, it doesn't make any sense for her to be engaged. Like, why would she be engaged? Like, what would be the purpose? I've always thought it was a very smart move that she never married Scott because, like, it was just, she has a lot of assets and a lot of money and it just wouldn't make any, it's, like, so much harder to separate from someone in that way. And I feel like this, to me, seems like the same. Plus, she has three kids with someone else. Like, there's no reason for her to get married. Like in a real legal.
Well, she's not. Well, I don't think that necessarily in their world, engagement necessarily means there will definitely be a marriage. So that's like one thing. Like to me, I'm like, okay, so she's engaged. I don't feel like, oh, they're definitely like on their way to the altar like tomorrow. I feel like she's engaged because A, I think these clues are like a thing. And it is very Kardashian for them to like save it up for a big reveal. And I think that but the reveal anymore, might be their though. Hulu show.
Oh, right.
No,
the
Hulu show.
I forgot they have a fucking another show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think, so it, is. I think it might be that
Chris
they're
Jenner
waiting for
in that article
the Hulu show.
That John sent us was saying, like, you're going to see some great things in the Hulu show. Like, we all look great. We're excited to be there. And, like, you'll learn all more about this.
Yeah.
Do we know what the difference between the shows are? Like, is Hulu more in the moment?
Like, I don't know.
Do they release the episodes more in the moment, like with what as things happen? Because I think that was the biggest problem with Kardashians on E, like the production timeline and to air time was like so far after things happened that it was hard for them to like manage storylines.
Right. I think that is probably like. Well, either way, they have more control, like, now. Because they got to basically rewrite whatever their plans for filming slash
right
life timelines are.
Who do you think Kim Kardashian is going to date next?
I have no clue. Zero. Like, it could be anybody.
Maybe it's Yael.
Maybe it's Scooter Braun.
Who knows? Relaunch her pop career.
You know, maybe it is Scooter Braun, and that's what they're getting ahead of.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, no,
way
I don't think
she
it's
ever
that.
Date Scooter Braun. So not her type. Like, can you imagine? No, that's not her type.
No, I can't imagine it either. Although they both hate Taylor Swift, so
that's
maybe
true.
It's more
does
of like
she,
a
does
maybe
she
it's
actually
like, a,
hate
like
Taylor
an old
Swift?
European alliance of monarchies type of. Thing.
I don't think she actually hates Taylor Swift. I think she like had to hate Taylor Swift because. Of Kanye.
Yeah, I have no clue if she really hates Taylor Swift, but
I am happy for Courtney. What I really like about Courtney's happiness, specifically calling out because of like DST and stuff, is that she seems like she's just a little bit fuller, like not as
body.
Thin as she used to be. And
yeah.
She just looks like happy. In that way, and
as Olivia
like,
Rodrigo would say,
you
look
do you know
happy
what I mean?
And healthy.
Like happy and healthy, like she just kind of seems that way, and like just I don't know, that's what I like about it. And I like that they're posting each other's children, like together, like that's cute. I don't
know. Yeah, they seem to be really into like each other, but
adult,
again,
also
like
only been dating like what, like
yeah,
7 months or something,
right?
No, but like, they've known each other for a long time.
Right, but they've only been, it's very different than dating someone.
How did they know each other? Like, in what capacity?
I don't know, friends. friendship. What? He's been around in their around their family for a really long time.
That's true.
There were like rumors that they were dating a long time ago, I think, and then it wasn't true. I'm sure that maybe they hooked up. There was rumors that Travis hooked up with Kim, but Kim shut those down.
Right. I remember that. Like, he has been in the orbit for a little
longer. He's been in the orbit. It's been a thing. They've been friends.
So I guess we'll see.
I mean, he got a tattoo of her name on his chest. Not that.
So did Jax. Like,
there wasn't much real
estate. People do that kind of shit all the time.
There was not that much real estate left for it, so he could easily cover it up with something else. But still.
Remember when Jax did that with Stassi's name after she broke up with
him? Yeah. Remember when Tamra got Simon's name on her finger?
Oh, God.
Did you know that that Johnny Depp used to date Winona Ryder, and he got her name tattooed on him, and then they broke up, and he changed it to, like, Wino?
Yes, I kind of remember that. Yeah, it's really funny.
And that is a good place.
That's why you never tattoo anyone on your body that isn't you.
I often ask him, like, Rusty, would you tattoo my on my name on your arm? He always goes, no. He's right. Like, but I would do our children. I was like, I don't like that answer.
That makes sense. The children, like, nothing can, like, you're always gonna love your children.
I know. It's a responsible answer. I respect the answer, but I don't like the answer.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
The Golden Rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a Triple Gold Signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
The last episode that we were all three on, we asked people to write in our Real Housewives taglines, and someone sent them in. Should we read the sample?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, we should get them. Okay, Sean sent them to us. Like,
we're going to read each other's.
Read each other's, yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'll go first, and then you guys can guess whose I have.
Okay. Okay.
All right, ready? When I'm speaking, you better brace yourself for the truth.
That's Jordana.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Because of your breezy braces?
Oh. Honey, I did not get that right. I'm like, that's funny.
Breezy braces.
That's really funny. All right. Yeah. I may be in the suburbs, but I'm still a city bitch at heart.
Okay, that's me.
Who might that be?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm scared. What is mine?
I love a good carrot, whether it's in my jewelry or my cake.
That's funny. It's kind of funny.
Like, you don't like carrot cake. Do you like carrot cake?
I actually don't like carrot cake, but it is funny.
Do you like 40 carrots?
I love 40 carrots. Yeah, that is actually just a real... I do actually feel like that, even though I don't like carrot cake, the whole thing does represent me very well.
I love a good carrot, whether it's in my jewelry.
That's a pretty good tagline for... Yeah, for you.
Let's open this up. If this inspired anybody else, send us your taglines for us. Maybe Alexa.
Yeah, we'll do this. We can make this into a recurring thing.
Her thoughts on our taglines.
Yeah. Tammy, what's Yael's housewife? Maybe she'll join the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That would be great. What would hers be? Let me think.
It's time to you to scoot over. The scooter.
I feel like it should be like something like it's time for you to scoot over, and then she says something like a Taylor Swift line, like something pro Taylor.
I've been living in my husband's shadow, but now it's time for him to scoot over.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. There you go. Bravo, we're available. All right,
we can help.
Now it's time to play the At Betches game of the week. This week's game is called Breaking Up with the Kardashians, and it's all about how long each of the Kardashians' high-profile relationships have lasted. We're going to take turns reading the name of the Kardashian couple, and then all three of us are going to guess exactly how long they were together. We each get a chance to guess the duration of the relationship before revealing the answer. Closest to the correct number gets the point. Okay. Ready, guys. Okay. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. How many days did their marriage last? I know the answer. Ding, ding, ding.
72.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that one.
Right. That's the only length of any marriage that I know at all.
That anyone knows.
More than like my parents.
Yeah, seriously. Okay.
Okay. Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, in years and months, how long were these two married for?
Mm. What do you mean in years and months?
Like,
meaning like how many, X two years and X
and one month? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say...
I think they were married like
3 years, 2 years and 3 months. What'd you say?
So you're how 3 years
many,
and 4 months.
How many seasons did they have together?
I don't know.
Like I'm two years and 3 months. Jordana's 3-4.
I'll say
Aileen, what are you?
I'll say 2 years and... 1 month.
What's the answer?
Sean, tell us.
4 years.
4 years and 3 months.
Oh, I'm closest. I win.
Giordano's closest. Yes.
You okay. Mean. Bonus question. How long were they together before they got married?
1 year.
I was going to say 1 year, 6 months.
2 years.
I'm going to say 1 year. Yeah. Whatever.
Exactly 1 month only?
That's it?
Shit. Oh, I know nothing about their relationship.
That? Oh my gosh. I do remember that, actually.
What?
Oh my gosh. They got married really quick and then don't you
it didn't work out.
Like no. It was on the show. That must be why the relationship feels like it like the marriage was longer than we thought. Because like
so the that was the whole time they were together.
Yeah.
Wait, so why did they get married so quick? I don't remember this at all.
I don't remember why, but I do now Chloe remember falls that fast. Happening. She does.
Yeah, she has a very trusting heart.
All right. Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick, from when they first got together to when they last broke up, how many years did their on-again, off-again relationship last?
15.
I'm going to say 16.
I'm going to say 12.
Okay.
9 years.
I was going to say 9 first.
Okay, but you said something way more than that. I think I went again.
I know because I thought I confused myself. Yeah. I should have went against my
9 seems short.
Gut.
Yeah, for 3 kids, that's like a pretty short.
I thought, okay, bonus. Where and how did Kourtney and Scott first meet?
They met on vacation.
Early season Kardashian.
I think they met in like Cabo.
The Hamptons?
I'm going to throw out Cabo, but they met on vacation.
I'm going to throw out the Hamptons. In a club.
Like spring break? I don't know.
All right, let's see. They met through Girls Gone Wild, Joe Francis.
Oh, who's I totally get that
both
point.
Both were attending, I guess.
What'd you
spring
say?
Spring break. I said spring break. Oh. That's like the closest.
Well,
in
where
Mexico.
Was the house party, Sean?
Oh, in Mexico. But was it in Cabo?
Not Cabo. Punta Mita. I think spring break gets the win for that one.
It's okay that it wasn't.
Fine. Cabo. It was close. Okay.
Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. In days, how long were they... How long were the couple engaged before they called it off?
I have zero idea, but I'm going to say 42.
Say 30.
I'm going to say 55. 387 days. It's a long time.
Oh, more than a year.
A year. I said 30. We are really bad at this game, except for spring break.
Here's the thing. All the Kardashians' relationships in my head just sort of like meld together like a Van Gogh.
The thing is that I don't remember how long any of them were together before, but I remember the scandals. Like, I remember when Lamar was found like unconscious, like OD'd at like the Bunny Ranch or whatever it was called. Or like, I remember the crazy Instagram shit with Rob and Black Chyna.
Yeah, I remember where I was.
He was like Insta storying, like saying that.
And the fridge was empty.
Kid.
Why is that the one image I have in my head?
Same. I remember the empty fridge.
Oh my god,
fridge.
That was such a good scandal.
I was like, how dare she?
It was so public. We were like obsessed with food.
It was a great scandal.
It was so public. Yeah, that was an intense scandal for everyone else.
Wait, but bonus question. How long were Rob and Black Chyna dating before Rob proposed?
30 days.
Oh,
45
so maybe
days.
That was it.
Net 45.
All right, let's see. Aileen, do you have a guess?
I'll say 50. I don't
10
know.
10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Okay.
50. Many... I get it.
Yeah. She said 50.
It's more like 70.
Wait, yeah, 70 days. Closer 10 to weeks 70 than 70. 45.
Right. And 30. Okay, Kendall Jenner and Blake Griffin. How long did these two date before Blake was traded away from LA, effectively ending their relationship?
Well, I barely remember that.
One year.
I think they dated for a year.
I'm going to say like one 8 year. Months.
1 year.
9 months.
9 months. Yeah. Oh, Jordana is so good at this game. You know all the Kardashians' relationships. It's really impressive. All the length of time.
You know, the only thing I know is relationships. I know nothing else about anything else at all.
You know anything about them.
But even the Kardashians, that's pretty impressive. Like, you don't really watch the show, do you?
I don't. I maybe have seen like 3 episodes. I don't even know start to finish, though.
Host a pop culture podcast for the past 4 years. Seen 3 episodes.
Is that a prerequisite for being in our company that you have to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No, it isn't. But it's too just funny. It's just funny.
Okay. Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner, how many years were these two married?
I'm going to say 13.
25.
I'm going to say 20.
Kendall? No, it can't be 25.
How old was Kendall when they got divorced? Probably like at least 20.
Yeah.
I'm going to say like 20.
So I think it was 25.
I'm going to say 23.
I'm going to say 21.
No, it can't be 25 because the... Robert Kardashian was alive in 1994 and 1995 for the trial. So it has to be like...
Yeah, but they weren't together.
They weren't together.
So it has to be like
they,
20...
They divorced before
like
he passed
22.
Away.
Okay, so I'm saying 23.
Say, I said
they weren't
21.
Together. Oh, they weren't together. Okay, 25.
I'm saying 23. Aileen's saying...
And I'm saying 21.
24.
Oh, so Jordana, I guess
we're tied.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Okay, let's... Let's bring this one full circle and end with Kim. How long were Kim and Kanye married before their recent divorce? 9 years.
Five years.
It wasn't that many.
5 years.
No, it wasn't that many. Think about when that Instagram was. I
think it was like 2015.
They were together.
I think it was like
married.
4 years.
They were together for 9 years.
I'm going to say 5 years.
I'm saying 4.
I'm saying 6.
All right. The answer is 7.
That Instagram was 7 years ago?
That's crazy.
That she filtered for 4 days?
So who won?
You.
I don't know.
You won.
Probably you. But I'm proud of
Jordana
myself.
Wins.
I am now. This is the only game I've ever won.
I won an
Congrats.
Honorable mention.
You learn what's the game called? Breaking Up with the Kardashians. Yes. Great game name.
I find that to be the most interesting thing about them is their relationship. So
I think you do feel that way about most things and people.
That's true.
So. Well, all right. That is it for our show. Thank you again for listening to the At Betches podcast. Don't forget, new episodes come out every Thursday. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple or Spotify.
And in the meantime, follow all of us on Instagram. I'm at Sammy.
I'm at Jordana Abraham.
And I'm at Aileen. Talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Dana Samuel. Editing by Sean Kilby and Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.